This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 68, how to keep it lighthearted for the highest score in speaking and writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll get some awesome techniques to avoid spiraling downward with anxiety on the speaking test. Get our free IELTS cheat sheet, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/7. That's allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good, very good. Had a great night's sleep. I'm feeling full of energy. How are you?
Oh, that's great. How's the knee doing? Are you feeling better with knee or?
Oh, no. I thought that I was doing really well. So I participated in a water balloon fight.
Oh, geez.
But only for like 20 seconds, because at that time, my friend threw a water balloon at me and I like pushed off to the side to dodge it. And my knee and I collapsed because my bones just like scraped against each other. And it was the most painful thing.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, God, I can imagine. That must have been painful. Man, you're crazy.
It was terrible. So, yes, I am really looking forward to my surgery next week so I could start to heal this stupid knee.
Yeah, get that going so you can get back outside and participate in those water balloon fights by the end of the summer, hopefully, right?
Exactly. I know. I hope so, yeah. Okay, so that actually kind of connects to what we're talking about today, about how, things get difficult sometimes and how do we deal with it?
Yeah, right? It's all about how we deal with things, right? It's all about our reaction to things.
Yeah.
It's not about what actually happens to us. It's about what we do in that next moment.
How do you handle it immediately, right? So like on the speaking test, one of our listeners, she's actually a student on our course as well. She was asking us about if telling jokes on the speaking test would be okay. Would the examiner like that? Of course. Yes. You know, anything to keep the mood relaxed and keep yourself confident, as long as it's appropriate, you know, and it's not just out of nowhere, like, you know, telling a knock-knock joke or something. Like,
yeah. Right.
That would
make
sense.
As long as it fits into the conversation nicely, right, Jessica?
Yeah, exactly. It has to be connected to the topic, but I think what she was thinking about specifically was making fun of herself if she stumbles, you know?
Okay. So kind of self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a cultural thing for sure. But Americans do that all the time. We're really good at making fun of ourselves.
Yeah, we call it make fun or poke fun at ourselves. We like to do that. I mean, I think it's a healthy thing to do. You know, it shows a little bit of humility, self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. And those are things that you want to show the examiner also. I mean, of course, you're not graded on how honest you are about yourself, but showing that you can express these ideas in English is important. Okay. So something as simple as, maybe you stumble, you stutter on the test because you're nervous. So you do that sort of thing. Like we all do. So maybe after you stutter like that, you could stop and just be like, oh my gosh, that sounded so ridiculous. I'm sorry. Or, you know, just being able to express that in English shows the examiner that you are flexible and that you have the language resource to be able to talk about, like, express that emotion.
Yeah. And that's really where those sevens come from, right? Exactly. Jessica, the flexibility, the fluency, the ability to take whatever situation you're currently in and voice it, because that those are the skills that we're going to need once we pass the IELTS test and we move on to our lives in the new country or whatever we're trying to do.
Exactly. Yeah. So these skills, of course, get you that seven on the IELTS test, but these are things you need in real life if you're going to talk to native speakers. So definitely jokes are awesome. They making fun of yourself and acknowledging that you're embarrassed is totally mm-hmm. fine. I mean, that's what is also going to help you with your fluency and coherence score. So not only vocab is it going to get you that seven, but for fluency and coherence, if you are able to deal with these things like a native speaker, that increases your fluency score.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And again, we've had a couple of episodes on this in the past where you can actually voice exactly what's happening, right? Using an idiom, using a phrasal verb, an expression. So if you guys are looking for that, you should come back to our blog at IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in speaking test. But today, let's go through a couple of ways, again, Jessica, that we can keep it lighthearted. What can we do?
Yeah. So one is to acknowledge difficulties, you know, so mm-hmm. that's what we've been talking about. Say, oh my gosh, that was crazy hard. I'm sorry I stumbled there or something.
Yeah, like, totally.
Right? That's good vocab and you're being honest mm-hmm. and you keep talking. So, acknowledge difficulties. Also, you could bring in humor, and it's also sort of self-deprecating if you tell a funny story about yourself mm-hmm. in speaking part two, or as an example in speaking part three, or the writing test. So writing task two it's an academic essay, yes, but you don't have access to a computer, so you must use examples from your own life. You don't have to, of course, but this is another resource that you could use. So if I'll just choose a question at random here. Let's see, writing task two. Is it possible for adults for all adults to be satisfied in their job? That's difficult.
Aww.
So that, of course, you can totally tell a funny story about how your first job in college was terrible, but somebody's got to do it, and there has to be somebody to, you know, to clean the bathrooms. It's not going to lead to job satisfaction, but it's still a necessary part of society. So, you can see that you can still use high-level vocabulary to express this embarrassing little story about yourself, and it's directly connected to the topic. It's very specific, and those are all things that get you those sevens in writing and speaking.
We will walk you step by step through the seven easy steps to a seven or higher on the IELTS. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/seven. That's allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Ooh, I like that. So don't be afraid to talk about yourself. Bring in your own life and your own experiences. It puts a little bit of color into your essay, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I think some students hurt their score because they're so worried about thinking of amazing examples that they don't use their own experience. So they waste time, you know, racking their brain for something they read in the newspaper when you have lived, 20 years, 30 years. You have so much experience. I'm certain you can think about your life and find something to speak about or write about.
No, that's a good point. I think we get that question from students all of the time. I have no ideas. I don't know where to get ideas. Mm-hmm. Go to your own life. You have tons of ideas and be confident in that.
Exactly. I mean, if you even look at the instructions for writing task two, it says include any relevant examples from your own knowledge or experience. It says it right there in black and white. So I have heard teachers tell students it's not appropriate to give personal examples, which is ridiculous. IELTS even tells you to do it, you know? So the bottom line here, guys, is you're not graded on your ideas. You are graded on your English. So if you stumble, if your mind goes blank, if you're trying to think of an interesting example, these are all opportunities to acknowledge difficulty, to share something about yourself using English. That's how, you know, that's how we communicate. And that's what the examiner is looking for.
I like that. I like that. Awesome. Okay. So go ahead and don't be afraid to talk about yourself. Don't be afraid to drop a kind of a joke, right? A little bit of self-deprecating humor, right?
Exactly.
But the idea is to stop the, you know, if you feel like things are starting to spiral downward, you know, do something to stop that. If you're starting to feel like you're losing control, you're not able to be present. And another thing that I could chime in on here is if you're having a hard time staying present, if you're starting to spin in your head, you know, we know a lot of our listeners talk about getting anxious on the speaking test and what do I do? And if you're not able to tell a joke, another thing that you could do, right, is just feel your feet on the floor. Try to get into your body. And that would be a great way to kind of stop that pattern from going downward. And then you can be more present.
Exactly. And just taking one beat, 1 second to sort of take a deep breath, you know, and focus on that, those feelings, like Lindsay just said, that's not going to hurt your score. That's not a long pause there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
totally.
It's like, it's the space of a breath, really. Just
right.
Have that one breath where you focus and then be like, oh my gosh, that, excuse me, I had to center myself for a moment. I mean, just saying that is going to be impressive.
Right. That is pretty impressive. I had to center myself for a moment. That sounds very natural, Jessica.
If I heard a student say that, I'd be super impressed. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. And I think that's why it's important to get out into the real world, right? We did an episode a few weeks ago about a student who's stuck at a 6 and he doesn't get into the real world. So if you guys are out in the real world practicing conversation, then you're going to be able to practice these methods of getting yourself out of a sticky situation where you're starting to spiral downward, right? So you need to have practice. You can't expect it to just come up automatically when you're in the exam.
That would be too easy. And we know the test is not easy. So these sort of, life hacks that we, you know, talked about in the last episode, there aren't a lot of, IELTS hacks. Okay. It's just, you got to learn these strategies and then practice them. So like we said, these are communication strategies that come up in every conversation. So can easily be practiced in any conversation in real life, you know, stumbling, having your mind go blank, talking about yourself. These are daily occurrences.
That's right. It happens to everyone. And the idea is, the point is, how do you react after it happens, right?
Exactly.
When you feel that like sense of being nervous, what do you do in the next moment?
Exactly. Exactly. So just focus on trying to work some of these strategies in the next couple days, guys. Seek out someone that you can speak to, even if it's a friend who you just agree to speak English with for 30 minutes. You know, it doesn't have to be a native speaker, but focus on these things and maybe think of some funny stories from your past about a job or about a class you didn't like or a school project that didn't go well, a sports game that was especially difficult. You know, think of these funny stories from your past that are related to IELTS topics and practice talking about them.
I like it. I like it. This is good advice. I think we'll be ready for the speaking and the writing test now. This is good.
Totally. Totally. All right. Well, Lindsay, this has been fun.
It has been fun. So have a good afternoon. Thanks for your points, Jessica. We appreciate that. And we want to wish our listeners good luck when it comes to these parts of the test. And remember, guys, stay present. And it's all about what you do in the moment after you feel that sense of, oh my gosh, I made a mistake, right?
That's the challenge, and that's what they have to practice. Totally.
Okay, cool. Let's wrap it up for today. Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.